Sunday. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. Or is it really This Week on Keith and the Girl? I mean, calendar wise, it is your favorites. Okay. Mm-hmm. You love them. You know them. I'm talking about me and Karen, everybody. We're here. Everybody loves us. And in addition to that, we have some other people you might be interested in getting their opinions.
You might recognize them.
Because you get their opinions 4 to 5 times a week already. It's Keith and him. What's up, y'all?
Hello. Happy. It does feel like Monday. We're recording a little bit early because here's what happens, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, next week we're not recording. So usually we just kind of pick it up the week after that. Maybe throw like an episode of something else in there because things are constantly coming out. Inevitably, Keith will get in touch with me like, after we record our last episode of that week and go like, you know, what we should do is do last week like closer so then people don't have to wait a week and it's like a week's time and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I sent you the schedule. These are things that you respond to because, you know how I do. I send the thing like, how's this date and this date and this date for everyone? And Keith always goes, sounds good to me. And then 3 weeks later or so, he's like, you know what sounds good to me? And I'm like, yeah, I do, because I have the receipts. This sounds good to you. Now, last time he did it, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take note, and we'll do it maybe this Sunday if people are available to do it. And here we are.
That easy.
He put just in the like request. You got to be official.
It's as easy as going to Fire Island and getting back all by yourself, okay? Anyone can do it. It's been done. You just print out the directions. It's a Sunday, and it's a special Sunday, of course. It's the Lord's Sunday, The last one before football season starts. Mm-hmm. And then it's back to Heathen Sundays. Where my heathens at, y'all? Oh man. Well, what are y'all gonna do in this off week? I feel like, you know, we have to ask. I know you've talked about it on the show, but I want to hear it for myself.
I wanna see a friend or go somewhere, but like Kenda said, I didn't think about it until last night. So plane tickets might be tough. But I'm
he's going to chill around the house playing VR. All right.
I'll tell you what just came in the mail today. Look at this. 60 highlighters, 36 Sharpies. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's open.
Oh, they're falling all over the place.
I'm very excited.
Let's go, Sharpie life.
He's having a grammar-filled week.
Mm-hmm. Listen, the New York Daily News is not going to know it hit it, okay?
Yeah, I don't know what your bodega dude going to do when you ain't showing up.
I feel like I have to warn him. I really do. Like, I'm not going to be around this week.
Just like, hold on to him. I'll be back.
Oh, no. He still picks up the newspapers, highlights them. He just comes back with a stack. He thinks he can't do a show. He can't not do a show. It's unbelievable.
If you stay ready, you never have to get ready. Okay?
That's right. This is, I don't know if this is relevant with the highlighters and whatever, but this reminds me of, you know how I listen via YouTube to these AA and Al-Anon speakers. They're long timers. They got their whole shit together. They got their 1 hour speech. It's brilliant. This sister, what do you call it? This nun was one of the speakers, and she was really funny and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, and then I thought maybe I had a problem. She went to AA. They gave her the big AA book, the big book. Right. And she's like, okay. Now, I don't really have a problem. Everybody else has a problem, whatever. She took the AA book and fucking checked it for grammar and gave it back. Uh-huh.
Wow. Nice.
We need people like her around. Correct so these funny. Things.
She said that in the meeting and everyone cracked up.
I remember one time, Bomani Jones, host of Gang Theory, Bomani Jones, a long time ago, we were, you know, just friends before we worked together and stuff. He wrote something for like ESPN or a blog or something. And he was like, hey man, read this and let me know what you think. And so I read it and I was like, oh yeah. Okay. So like, you need a comma here. This should probably be a paragraph. He was like, no, I just mean like, what do you think about the words? I was like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, this is great. This is great. There's a lot of stuff I agree with. Just go ahead and send that in. My bad. I turned into a copy editor. I don't know what happened.
Like he's going to be talking and you'll be at home. Was that an extra comma?
Yeah.
If comma means breath, I think you need less.
Yes. Yeah. I have to go to Roger sometimes. I write things out because sometimes you type like you speak and it's not always correct. So I'd be like, okay, I know what I'm thinking. Read this and see if what I'm thinking comes out in words. Because when you're talking, sometimes you skip steps. You're assuming that the other person understands certain things. So a lot of times I go to Roger. He'd be like, no, you could have used this word. Or you could add this word. Or this word means this. So, yeah, I actually lean on Roger for those things.
Yeah, I think we all lean on each other. You got to get your work checked. I find one of the things that one of the items that I think is a good idea is to take out the word thing. Because no one knows what you're talking about. Mm. And there's got to be a better thing to write. No, a better word, a better expression.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good one. I like that. I'm going to use that as a new guide for me. What are you going to do this week, though? What's your plan?
Yesterday, okay, so you know the pandemic is over, right? As far as we know.
Of course, yeah. We're out in the streets.
Yeah. Coronavirus has left the building.
So yesterday, actually, I went to an in-person meeting with an old friend of Xerxes and his family, and we passed the joint to other people for the first time ever since the pandemic.
Ooh. You're feeling frisky.
You know? So we had sex with everybody.
Yeah.
But I think I didn't realize, or as I was doing it, I was like, okay, we're doing this. This is next level, right? It was so interesting. Like, oh my God. So then I left and I sneezed in the car. Oh. And I was like, these motherfuckers, fuck everything. What did I do? And
then I can see me doing that.
You know, and this morning, I had to blow my nose.
Oh shit.
Did I catch a cold?
I don't know if I caught something, if I caught corona necessarily, but this is how you get a cold. This is how you get the flu. What was I thinking? I was the one that everyone was being a Fabergé egg around, you know, for this weekend's camping. I'm like, I ruined camping. I can't even go to my own camping trip. Oh, I can't the worst day ever. And I'm just like, let's just, you know what I did? I think Keith might be happy. I took a fucking Tylenol. I was like, one sneeze, one blowing of the nose, one Tylenol.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Get on it already.
You didn't go to Theraflu? A lot of times I start feeling, I just go, you know what? Let me go ahead and take some cough medicine. I'm not even sure if it's a cold, but I'll take it. I was like, you know what? In case it's the beginning stages, I'm going to go ahead and knock this bitch out before it decides to take over.
That is true. I don't know why they sell anything but Theraflu. Because I just overdo it right away. Like, I don't fuck with the cough. They're like, oh, you want some Dayquil? I was like, no, knock me the fuck out. Kill the whole virus. Give me the fucking bleach or whatever.
I mean, you guys, I did a bump of coke. You guys are talking about snorting Adderall on a regular. Like, hold on.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You know, I looked at the directions. I took the amount I was supposed to. It was magical.
Did the instructions say Tylenol's for sneezing?
And that's what Keith. Oh my God. Holy shit. Did I do it wrong?
Yeah. But you took something.
I think
Tylenol's
like for headaches and stuff.
It was, that's not for like cold. What's it? All right.
I'm sure Tylenol just.
Yeah. They have a Tylenol cold and flu, but that's, but if you took like the regular Tylenol, that's.
But the good news is it probably made you chill out.
Right.
So you're probably like not anxious. You're like, yo, I got this. One sneeze. Shit. Everyone got one sneeze.
And you know, and I'm proud of you that you took anything. So, you know, that's why I was like, oh, you did something. Let's go. And I know this might be kind of off topic, but somebody ordered some Walgreens. And so the man who delivered a Walgreens stood at our door and we got a ring. So we was like, hey, we think you got the wrong house. And he just ignored it and left it there and left. And so I was like, is it going to blow up? Should we open the door? We'll see a terrorist. I don't know. He just left some shit in front of our door.
I turned on the microphone part and was like, hey, we didn't order anything. And he just stood there. And I was like, this, you have the wrong apartment. And he just stood there. I was like, that is not ours. He just leaves it. There's a person around the corner that's watching him and she's laughing. And then they just walk off together. And I was like, I guess we got a fucking package. Is this like the new rivalry thing? Like, we open the door and then 12 people pour in and steal our shit. I don't even know what the setup is.
It's actually Nathan for You somehow.
It's just somehow. Really the rehearsal.
Yeah, it's a simulation inside a simulation. And so when Roger goes picks it up, it is Vicks and ginger ale. And so most Black people know that's your grandma's remedy for everything.
Yeah, somebody
so I was said. Like, somebody Black is highly upset because they don't have a Vicks rub to rub on their chest and rub on their nose to open it up. And they don't got no ginger ale.
It could literally be for anything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a cold or COVID. It could literally be like a headache. Mm-hmm. It could be the flu. It could be whatever. This it could be a heart attack. Vicks vapor rub, ginger ale.
The only thing that was missing was crackers.
Yeah, they must have already had some crackers in the crib.
Yeah, so I know somebody in our apartment was highly upset, calling Walgreens or DoorDash or whatever because they mad their packages did not show up.
Yeah, if it had the right address on it, I would have brought it to them, but it just has a receipt in there. Mm-hmm. No name, no nothing. So I've been drinking ginger ale and
and we got some Vicks vapor rub
in. Just in case.
Do you giggle when you take the ginger ale? You're like,
a little bit.
Yes. A little bit. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah.
I need to mix it with alcohol and just increase the intensity of the deviltry that's happening. Free ginger ale.
I'm an adult. The small things in life.
I took a couple Advil this morning. I had a hiccup. So I think
smart. Smart. Gotta get ahead of it. Get on top of that shit.
Well, you know what? I am so not used to being in front of people that that don't really know me as well. So I sometimes, and you might have seen this. I do some stretches. I just like, you know, reach up or put my arms, whatever. And I didn't realize I start doing this in person around people that like don't know me. And the woman's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Oh shit. Yeah, I just, you know, I get a little stiff. I stretch a little bit, you know, whatever." And she's like, "Okay, but are you okay?" And I'm like, "Wow, what did I just look like?"
Am I scaring the people around me?
You know, I like, you know, turn my head around, like roll my head.
And I guess they want to be sure. Are you going to pass out, have a heart attack? Like let me be sure in case.
I should have just been like, don't worry, it's just ethnic shit. Just, I'll be done in a minute. I'm not even taking out the carpet this time. No worries.
But how weird does she stretch? Because you'd be stopping people in New York City all day long. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Well, the big news this week, after much speculation, I've been able to confirm the rehearsal is indeed real.
Okay.
Okay.
Explain.
I have an inside source. The showrunner for our for Game Theory.
Whoa.
Stu is working on a project with the people that did the rehearsal. And he was like giving me inside dope about how they get these people. Now for his like bona fides, he also did the Borat movie. Mm-hmm. Stu. Like he's deep in these like prank movie streets. He also worked on a Daily Show for years. And so he was saying the way that they get the people, they don't, it's not like acting like, oh, we got a casting call or something. Like they have to do a bunch of surreptitious shit with like Craigslist and classifieds. Wow. And then they have to like run these people through all these weird tests to make sure they don't know who Nathan is. They don't know anything about the show. When he was doing Borat, he said they would do stuff like, Sacha Baron Cohen apparently is really paranoid. So,
I know his name. Yeah. I know when you say I wasn't Googling.
Yeah. And like he fucks with a lot of people that are kind of dangerous. Mm-hmm. So like they do stuff like have Sasha come in, like kind of like like wherever they're talking to these people and do stuff like in the background. And then he'd be like, oh, no, I felt like they recognized me. We got to scrap everything. And he has,
because you could see people like shifting a little, like,
right, right.
Don't say nothing.
because they, you know, they want to probably be on TV, but, you know, at the same time, it's like, it's fucking up everything if you know who I am. And then he has this cool story about when they, during the Borat movie, the latest one, when they did that, they put on that festival for like the rednecks and the MAGA people. Mm-hmm. And Stu was like, they had so many people in the crowd that was undercover working, you know, with cameras and body, you know, so they could get every angle. But the MAGA people started to realize what was happening because the crew was the only people wearing masks. Because obviously they're anti-mask. And he said they had to fucking get out of there and like run away from these people. They got in the van just in time. Sacha Baron Cohen like slamming the door on fucking people that were like trying to fucking get them and shit. And,
there must be footage of that if everyone's wearing body cams.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure there is. It might be in the movie that he dipped, like the way that he dipped abruptly and just like kind of rushed into the van. But yeah, that they said like they have to do a lot of stuff like that. And then there's a lot of stuff that doesn't make it whenever they do all that work and someone is like, oh, we know that person. But yeah, he said it was totally legit as far as like it's not like. The wow. other level of inception is this was all fake too, that these are real people and they did attempt to make these.
Love this hot tip.
Yeah.
Look at you. Inside yeah. HBO with Rod Morrow. Sick.
I was like, awesome. What are you working on now with these people? He's like, I can't tell you. I was like,
Talk to you in a couple months when you rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
I
want to
know.
That's awesome.
I'd be nervous I'm on a show right now, you know, right? While I'm talking to this guy.
he has
some, at who?
He has like, he's such a laid-back, chill guy.
He really is.
But when he starts telling these stories, you're just like, wait, you did this? Mm. Like, are you fucking with me right now? Is this even a show? Our Sunday is Game Theory not really going to come on. We're going to go in the studio. Borat's going to hop out. And we're going to be like, oh, I knew it, Stu. You fucking got me. Oh,
that mask thing is some shit. It reminded me, this one of the reasons why I was scared that I sneezed is because after someone passed me something and I smoked it, they made it come to whatever that they don't believe in the vax. And I'm like, I didn't have like, that was after I smoked. Okay, that's all right. I'm vexed. So
yeah,
I didn't know this was possible today. I forgot that that's possible because I forgot that people that are vaxed mixed with people who are like right. Newsy's mother is coming to town. She doesn't believe in vaxes. Like I forget that it's not all like, you know, Democrats right. and Republicans and like you don't have to be waving a Blue Lives Matter flag to not believe in this flag in yep. this vax. I forgot. And so I didn't really check on that. And I'm like, oh, forgot you exist.
It's a group project that
a lot of people are failing.
There's a lot of people in the group. And
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, just this keep is a forgetting. Small group, but yeah. Yeah, I didn't think of it. I didn't think of it. That's my bad that I didn't think of that.
It happens. But yeah, we out here. We're in these streets. This is what's going to happen. We outside now. So the welcome back to outside. Let's... get into these week's episodes by starting with our sponsor.
Okay.
Mm.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Goodbye Spoiled. Rod, these shoes is rebranding, okay? I was having trouble moving the inventory from my trash to your house. So now we're back and better than ever as Goodbye Spoiled. Goodbye Spoiled is a weekly subscription box for food lovers.
I see. So there's the company HelloFresh. And this mm-hmm. is Goodbye Spoiled.
Well, we don't mention our competitors. Right. You can cook the food. You can cook
Keith,
the
you
food
know better.
That I didn't cook that's past the expiration dates. So I don't play with expiration dates, but y'all do. I've seen the polls. And you guys pick on Keith every time he talks about that. So why not put the food to good use? Every week you get a box of gently used foodstuffs delivered right to your door. And then you make it yourself. I'm and all it costs is $60 a box plus shipping
okay,
and handling.
Wait, hold on. That's how much groceries cost.
And, you know, you save a lot of money. And use code last week and you can pay $120 because you like me so much and you want me to have more money than normal. So just go to goodbossboil.com and put in code last week.
And you when you pay double, the company sends you the money, Ron? How do you get it?
Yeah. The money. Well, the company is me. It's all okay. Coming to me.
Oh, right.
Okay. Don't no one look up Goodbye Sport LLC. Okay. Let's get to these episodes. Karen, can you give me the title of the first episode?
Yes. KATG episode 3577, Revenge Abs with Liz Mealy.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. I had to check on that because I was like, that don't sound like it's spelled.
Was she an asshole like cats are?
She thought she was. If that is a little behind the scenes. She was not in the greatest mood. And then we just were very silly during the mic check. We was like, what's up? And she was like, I remember where I am. And it actually cheered her up. And then she was fine.
All right.
Yeah.
She was coming off a breakup.
I think she's just doing a lot of promo work and a lot of work in general to get the new stuff out. And I think a lot of times comedians who are working hard and really want to do stuff, they overschedule themselves a little bit. So I think she was feeling a little fried, but she picked it up.
There's that feeling sometimes where you're like, who was the me that scheduled all this shit? You know what I mean? Why didn't me 3 weeks ago know I wasn't going to want to do this shit? Did Sue Costello file the lawsuit? It's been a week, Keith. Okay. She said it was happening within the week. What's up?
I have not seen this lawsuit.
Oh, come on.
I don't even know who the fuck she's suing, but I'm involved in it. It's very exciting.
May I say, I feel a little funny because I think she's disturbed.
Yeah, disturbed. She's disturbing the system. Yes, she's taking the system, disturbing it, disturbing the powers that be, disturbing the men, disturbing the women as well.
Yes.
You'd be surprised. Info coming soon.
Wait till you find out about the Me Too movement for real, for real.
Yeah.
What's really going on?
What's really happening in the streets?
You don't even want to know. I don't even know yet. And I don't want to know. I'm scared. Like,
I come from a place of love and I'm going to get all these motherfuckers.
What if telling Keith is the thing that keeps holding the suit up? She's like, well, I got to tell Keith. Hold on. Their lawyers are like, oh, Sue! Just one more email.
It would be some dude. Keith, stop it.
But how great would it be? How great would that be, though? You go to keithandthegirl.com/Sue, and there's video of her that she updates regularly. There's a lawsuit section of everything she filed. That'd be awesome.
I just can't wait for you to be a character witness.
Right.
And the state calls Keith out. I don't even know if it's going to be the defense or the prosecution, honestly.
What side is she going to be on?
Do the powers that be scare you sometimes? I guess so. Thank you. My turn.
That's all, Your Honor.
And how would you describe Sue? As scared or not scared, Keith?
She's not scared because she has the truth and love on her side. Thank you.
I rest my case. Your witness. Keith, this is the state. And is Sue Costello, would you describe her as disturbed?
In that she's shaking up the system. Absolutely.
Oh, no further questions. Yeah. This guy's good. Keith visits Fire Island all by himself.
Thank you.
Yay!
The almost last
drowned,
person.
Almost drowned, right?
I almost drowned a little bit.
Doesn't he always almost drown?
I just want to make sure we have it on record so that we always know.
Do you know you can die on a teaspoon of water?
Every time I take a sip, I'm like, somehow.
Oh, you know God, what is God. Humbling? What is humbling is when you swallow and it goes down the wrong pipe.
Yes.
There's nothing more humbling as a human. Like, I bet that's how like 80-year-olds die, you know?
Mm-hmm. you just lived your whole life.
It's like, well, this is it. It happened. My body can't recover.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially if it takes you a while to recover from it, where like, it's not like where you're like, oh, it went down the wrong pipe. And then everyone is just looking at you like, are you dying? And it's like, tears out of your eyes and you're punched over. It's like, God, what is wrong with my body? Anyway, Keith got to be the last person printing out MapQuest directions. You gotta be keeping MapQuest.com in business, man, by yourself.
They had directions already printed out from the person who owns the house. So why not forward that to me and I take advantage?
I love it. Keep it old school.
Did you use it? You used the paper?
Of course.
Now, do you use the paper and not your phone at all, or do you use your phone and the paper at the same time?
I use the phone to go to the very first stop that the paper wouldn't cover because it doesn't know where I'm coming from necessarily.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it there and back, because honestly, that's all that matters, dude.
Thank you.
Like, don't let nobody shame you, because you know what's more shame? Being fucking lost.
Yeah.
And not knowing where you're going. And the way y'all sound, like, it don't give you good instructions.
No, it's tough.
And it's one of those things where, particularly if it's somewhere that you're unfamiliar with, I could see me doing something like that and getting, I don't give a fuck where it ends. Let me know. This is where I need to be. Tell me where I need to be. Not the last stop on the route.
And you're also, like, old school watching, like, you will go to, what is it? Penn Station? Yeah. And there's a bunch of commuters looking up at a what looks like an airport, you know, how they say like what's on time and what's whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you see like things click around because now it's like they tell you which gate to go to. So it's like it fills in on the gate. You see a bunch of people start walking. Then a bunch of people crowd around. What's my fucking gate? Da, 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 da. And then they start walking. So it's not always, it's not on your ticket necessarily.
Mm, wow.
You know, it's not as convenient. They do have an app now that's a lot better. But you, like, the commuters are so used to it that right. You, if you're not commuting via LIRR, you're just like, oh, this is new.
Yeah, do you?
I see people looking around, you know, they're confused. I'm like, right? It's everybody, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you get funny looks with having the paper? Like, can they see you reading the paper?
I don't know if people know this, but paper is used for many things. Right. In fact, you might have a paper on your desk right now and not even know it. See? There's paper in front of you. A lot of people don't realize this. So no, nobody finds it odd when I look at paper.
I was just wondering, because I think I would be envious. Like, if I was lost and I saw a guy with the paper, I'm like, I fucking knew I should have printed out the paper. I was too proud. I made a mistake. That guy looks like he knows where he's fucking going. I wish I knew where I was going.
Yeah, I wish I could read left turn here, because sometimes your phones could be off. Like that time Roger told me to walk to his job, and I was like, are you sure? He was like, yeah, walk. And my phone took me past the location. So I was out. If I'd had paper, I probably could walk straight there.
I think Kyle thinks people look at me funny because when I carry things around, I have a plastic bag, and I don't say, Hemda's laughing over here like it's silly. Mm. So now whenever I pass people leaving a grocery store or something, like, look at this fucking weirdo. No one gives a shit. People use bags and people use paper.
Nobody even has plastic bags anymore. Do you understand? Well, nobody gives out plastic bags anymore. So
unless
he has
you're
to
in
be
the South. Because
in New York, they don't.
Okay,
in New York,
they don't.
Even if you're at the grocery store and they say, do you need a bag? They charge you because they're now giving canvas and tote bags and things like that. So Keith literally is the only one with a plastic bag because he still has a bunch in his kitchen.
I do. We do too, Keith. And that's the bullshit, because I'm paying 5 cents for the 10 cent for something I'm a fucking not remember.
Yeah.
Well, you got to remember that. We're saving the earth, right?
No. I say the
earth. She's shaking her head. No.
All the bags.
Fuck the earth. All right.
All the bags are going to, when the last time you use it, all the bags going to be in the trunk. They're going to be underneath the seat. Like, I'm not going to, I'm
selling, they don't have cars. I'm also selling, Goodbye Spoiled is here for the earth. You know, that's,
it comes
that's
with
the thing.
A tote. It comes with 100%
recyclable.
You don't have to worry about it then.
Well,
acting like my bag says, fuck the planet. If anything, we're the ones saving the bags. That's better.
Right. You're right. Yep. That's a good point. That's a valid point. But yeah, for his birthday, it's, you know, got to get him a tote bag or something. Mm-hmm. Being around kids. It's a lot of talking about being around kids in this episode. Is it very difficult for you to be around kids, Keith?
No, I don't really care about kids so much, you know.
Okay.
Everything's a big problem to them, and it's like this. What? By the way, they hate eating, these kids.
They do.
What the
hate
fuck
eating.
Is wrong with eating? Eat it.
No.
But can I have the popsicle? Eat half a chicken nugget. Oh God, do I have? What the fuck? Eat a chicken nugget and then rule the fucking house. Jesus.
I do like that you are amazed by everything kids can do. And is it that you're amazed that they have the intellect to do it, or are you just amazed that they are doing stuff because they don't even want to eat food?
I don't know what's up with them. I think I was debating, not I don't know how much, but I'm like, do I want to have a kid? And then seeing a bunch of kids, no, for what? There's really only three cute years for all that work.
Right. You know what? Yeah. Honest, that is so honest, because I believe there are three cute years, and those three cute years are different for everybody else. Like some people think the cute years are the first three, and some people are like, holy shit, and the cute years are the teenage years, because you could finally kind of talk to them like they're human adults, you know, because you're practicing with them. So yeah, I believe that every parent has a favorite age, and that's okay. It's not like they're throwing them out
right
any other time, but and I also, like, I'm around my nephews and I'm like, these kids are so fucking cute. No, I don't want to have kids. No, because it's such a good way to put it. Every fucking thing is such a big deal. Okay, now we wash hands, now we do this, and it's like, you gotta walk them through. I gotta walk myself through that all day. Holy shit.
And they just start crying because I said, wash your hands? What the fuck is that? Wash your hands!
Right. Like, if that was an adult, we'd be like, this is the worst person I know.
Yeah. He won't need half a chicken nugget, and he won't wash his hands.
Yeah, you can't do shit with this guy.
Potty training and things like that. And I say this. I say, everybody says they want a baby. You know what? I've never heard anybody said, I want a teenager. That's what they turn into.
Right.
So I'm good.
You know, the thing for me is
I think teenagers are great.
Have you been around teenagers?
Then marry them.
Ew.
Okay, Dane Cook, we get it. My thing is this. I think everybody's kids are amazing and adorable because I'm never around them. And I'm always amazed by how the luster is like worn off for the parents, because they're there every day. So for me, it's like even the tantrum, I'm like, look at that. They're fucking throwing a tantrum over washing their hands. That's fucking cute. But it's not the thousandth tantrum for me. It's the one, and then I get to leave. So I'm just all, like, when you see a parent that you think the kid's adorable and they're over it, it's just so funny. They're just like, well, you take them then. Okay. Why don't you?
My brother Michael
is crying. It's beautiful.
My brother Michael is beyond patient with this shit. It's amazing, actually. And
patience gap.
And he's fine. He's like, oh yeah, they're having a moment, and he'll videotape it and just be like, how are you feeling? And they'll be like, I'm sad. Yeah. You think maybe you're hungry? Yeah, and then, like, he'll film the whole thing, and then he'll cut to, okay, they just ate. How you feeling? I'm great.
Right.
but were you feeling sad before? And he goes through their whole thing, and they understand it more, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is so
I love it. Yeah, I hope he's saving that footage for when they become teenagers and they're complaining and shit. When they're like, you're not going to pay for my PhD. You pay for my brother's PhD. You like, let's pull out the highlight reel.
Pull out the tape.
Okay, remember this when you were crying over fucking chicken nuggets and I stood there and was patiently talking to your ass? That's like $5,000 right there, dude.
I'm mature. I'm mature. Can I take out the car and you just press play? Like, really?
Yeah.
Can you wash your fucking hands 5 years ago?
Yeah. Here's you peeing in the sink. See that? Does that seem like a thing a person that drives should do? Paddling kids in school.
Oh my God, I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just thinking for the first time, kids have that much footage of them. We have like a picture of when we were five. We're like, we found a picture of when we were five. You're not going to believe this. Anyone remember this outfit? No, because we don't have pictures and videos of ourselves like over and over again. That's the outfit we were in at 5 years old. We have nothing else.
Parents.
Here's you walking. Here's you swimming.
And that means now parents have all the evidence. They have all the B-roll. No more. You are a bad parent. Well, you are a bad kid. Let's go. I got the tape to prove it. Paddling in school. I got paddled once.
I did too.
And they still told my parents. Motherfucker. I didn't
what was
even
your
know
paddling
this was an
like?
Option.
I'm fascinated by this. What did they
do? That was hilarious to hear you be fascinated by it.
Who hits kids systematically? Yeah. That means that you weren't in a rage. You have all your fucking composure and you still fucking awkwardly said, bend over to a child. You awkwardly pulled out whatever you needed to pull out. Some people take off a belt. Some people take an actual paddle. This is like, you're conscious.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking maniac. So yes, I'm very curious about this. Rod, how did you get paddled?
Well, first of all, it's even crazier because the principal, to me, he called his shot like he was Babe Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
He stepped back and pointed to my ass with the paddle.
Yeah.
home run, baby. Yeah.
They played that baseball sound, like, and now coming to bat. He had his own like song and shit when he walked out. Dude looks like a lady.
Let's go, Cougars.
Yeah. For me, I got in a fight with a kid. It's so
physical?
Crazy.
Physical fight?
No, it's about wits.
Yeah. Those are the only kind I count. So
okay.
The way I grew up, emotional fight didn't count as fight in my neighborhood. I wish. Mom, I got in a fight today. Me and Damien weren't talking.
Did you manipulate Johnny? Bendo.
Are you triangulating again in school? Come on. We talked about that.
Use your words.
Yeah.
Grab a thesaurus next time.
So this kid was talking shit on the bus. He was a fellow nerd. And he totally betrayed me and started talking shit about me to the bullies. And they were all picking on me. And then so I started talking shit back to him. And he said something about my mom's voice. My mom has a voice. Look, she had surgery on her neck. Mm-hmm. So she talks like kind of like Marge Simpson. And so he was making jokes about that. And I was mad for real. I was like, oh, OK, all right, well, fuck you. I'm not talking the rest of the trip. But I was like, I'll beat your ass, blah, blah, blah. He goes, he gets quiet because I guess he was like, oh, shit, he's going to beat my ass. And the bullies start hyping it up again. And now he's talking shit again. And I'm just
now,
not
how,
talking.
How confident are you in beating this guy up?
Very confident. We're both in like, I want to say we're in like fourth or fifth grade, but like he's a scrawny dude. It just didn't make any sense that he was even doing this. You know what I'm like? It's like, what? The bullies aren't even going to be around later. Why are you doing this? We talk every day. We walk literally. Oh. We get off at the same bus stop and walk home.
Traitor. So
it was crazy. And so I get off the bus when we get to school. And honestly, I think better of it and go, I'm just going to go to class. Like, I was pissed, but I was like, I'll just get in trouble.
I was going to say, like, when you have to reamp yourself, right?
Right. And my parents are very anti-fighting. Like, they were like, my dad is like a fucking judge in a court, you know, where they're just like, and what could you have done to avoid this fight? Was it self-defense? And were you cornered? Was a malicious intent? Did you have a weapon? Like, it's too much shit. I was like, let me just go to fucking class. I'll eat this. I'll be mad. But, you know, I just won't fight the guy. The bullies are waiting at the bathroom. There's like five or six of them from our neighborhood because we got a lot of bullies in our neighborhood. And they pull me into the bathroom. He's already in there.
Damn.
And they block the exit so that I can't leave. And I try to leave. I'm like, man, just let us. And they're like, we're going to beat your ass if you don't da da da. The kid, I turn to him and go, we don't have to fight, but they can't make us do anything. The fucking kid starts swinging on me and shit.
Damn.
I was like, so at that point, honestly, I was so mad, like, because I had tried to avoid it. I do remember him talking all that shit, and I beat that kid up really bad. Like, it was bad. I hit his head into the pipe underneath the sink. Like, it was bad.
You're not scared to do that. You're not scared somebody will die. You're just in it.
This is one of the reasons I always talk about not wanting to ever be motivated by rage. I don't think it's like it's one rational. Of the reasons I'm patient now is because I think like I could have fucking killed that kid and my whole life would have been fucked up.
Yeah.
And in that moment, it would have felt like justice. Like, this motherfucker didn't give me a choice. I always had a choice. But anyway, I beat the kid up really bad. And then I go to class, like, and the bullies then move out the way. Yeah. And they were trying to do like the like, oh yeah, man, oh you represent. I was like, get the fuck off of me. Like, it's all bad. Me and this kid are in the same classroom. Okay. Mm. I get the class. Now I'm looking at the clock, like, LeVar's not. It's running a little late. all right, 5 minutes. Oh man, they're calling attendance. 10 minutes, he's not here. And 15 minutes, it was, can we have Roderick Morrow come to the office?
Not on the PA system.
Yeah. And so,
okay, because I thought maybe you thought he was dead. So, okay. That's different. Yeah. Because I'm like, oh man, you're sitting there going like he didn't get up off the floor. But no, you knew better. You knew if he wasn't in class, he was telling on you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't think I beat him up badly, but he wasn't like up here. Like he wasn't like laying on the ground bleeding. He was bleeding and crying and shit. I get to the principal's office and the principal's like, I was so fucking mad. He's like, this kid you beat up and picked on. Mm. And of course he looks beat up because I beat his ass, but I did not want to fight this kid. And he was talking all this shit. And I'm trying to explain to the principal, I'm a fucking fourth grader. I don't have all the words. And he don't give a fuck. And the kid looks like a nerd that gets beat up. Like, why'd you beat this kid up? And I was like, well, he was talking shit about my mom. I tried to leave. These other kids threw us in the fucking the room.
But I'm picturing the principal is picturing this little scrawny kid all fucked up. And he's picturing you even different, like, I didn't know what to do. You know, like he deepened your voice without like.
Is that, yeah, I'm now like, I got my glasses just fall off.
He got my fucking face.
Yeah. Listen, you fucking deserved it. LeVar's in there crying and shit, and it's all my fault now.
Did you go, oh, now you're crying?
Right.
Yeah, did I give you something to cry about? I warned you.
It was that thing where like I opened the door and I walked into the door and I see him on this couch crying and I'm already like, you bitch. you fucking, really? The principal gives me this like, you're getting the bus suspension or something like that. And
what does that mean? Your parents have to bring you to school now?
And this happened on a Friday.
Find something different.
Yeah, this happened on a Friday.
That shit ain't walking distance. You can't just get up and just walk to the school.
Right. And he's like, he says, I can tell your parents, or you can get a padlet. I think that was my thing.
You got to tell your parents who's going to pick you up.
Right. It was all bullshit. And he was like, or you can get a paddling. And I was like, well, shit, I guess I'll take the paddling because my parents are definitely going to do more than paddle me after they find out what the fuck I did.
Did your parents hit you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got whooping sometimes. Oh, okay. And definitely for some shit like this. This is like way up past the shit we were like, there was shit they talk to you about or you get like punishment, you get grounded, which suck, but you know, you're not getting hit. And then there was shit like this where it's like, motherfucker, what? The principal's like, I can call them or you can get a paddling. And I was like, all right, well, let's go with that paddling thing and let's see what this.
You're a fourth grader. You don't understand. You being suspended from the bus means that they actually have to step in.
So he didn't bring up the bus suspension till after I got paddled. So
part of the deal.
He pulls out, the principal is Mr. Clausen. He pulls out this big ass, like, fraternity looking paddle. It's some big ass wood shit. Like
the rectangular ones?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And bros
that's
use.
Weird because I imagine it is from his frat. And he's like, finally, a taste of college, my favorite years. I remember when John did it to me. I found a little thrilling. Don't think about that, principal idiot. Just think about this kid and how much discipline you're about to punish him with. That sounds logical. I'm an adult.
I want to say it had his name carved in it. Like, it was weird.
Exactly. It did. That's and fucking weird.
I'd make each kid sign it when they were done.
Yeah. And you leave a Yelp review, you know, 4 out of 5. But what was interesting is he asked me before he hit me, he goes, and how many times should I hit you or some shit like that? Some weird psychological question.
What position were you in when he asked?
Well, he said
this question.
I was still sitting on the thing. This is before I bent over. Okay. And I go, he goes, how many times should I hit you? I go, none.
Good job.
And he's like, oh, you think this is funny or some shit like that. I was
your question is funny. Your question is stupid. Rod's answer is smart. How many times do you? None, idiot.
Right. And also, I didn't think I did anything wrong. I thought I was forced in a corner and had to defend myself. And so he goes, it's going to be more than none. So
one good one sounds good.
Yeah, he's like, what's the right? And I go, one? And
then one if started, you do it right. Principal, idiot, can you do it right?
And then he laughed.
The first time, or should I punish you when you do it wrong every time? So for every second one that I get, you get one for not fucking punishing me right the first time. We don't make mistakes here, right?
I say one the second time, and he actually laughed. And I think that's why I got off light. He only hit me one time. Even though, like, he laughed, like, kind of like, this motherfucker. But also, like, it something made it funny to him. And he hit me one time, and I thought he was going to hit me more just to be like, because obviously he laughed at, like, that's some bullshit.
Where did he
hit me
you?
One time?
Where?
On the butt.
Hit where me, were like, your hands?
I think I had to put my hands on a desk or something. Like, I was not able to. Yeah,
none of you find this weird.
I do find it weird. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That you have to put
I'm not telling this story. I don't tell the story all the time.
Okay.
Well, the weirdest part is that it's a secret. You let me get my rocks off and paddle you, and I won't even tell your parents about this whole thing.
Right.
You tell the parents regardless.
Right.
Right.
They probably have to.
Oh, they're going to not know Rod's in a fight. Shouldn't they know that? Why are you even negotiating this with me?
Right.
With a child.
So, actually, you know what? I might be mixing two different memories together. Because I want to say this may have been actually my parents had to come get me. There might have been a different time where I got suspended from the bus. So I think, yeah, he did end up telling my parents after he hit me. I think my mom had to get off work, come get me.
See, that's what makes parents mad.
She's mad about that. It's embarrassing. It's all that shit. But like, I'm like, this motherfucker hit me with a paddle. And they're like, yeah, just one time. You're lucky.
No.
That's all that fucking happened to you because they grew up in the South and principals was probably fucking giving them the speed bag treatment. Right. Who fucking knows? So
I can't. I can't. Karen, what was your hitting?
No, same principal because we both went to the same.
Shout out to Principal Clausen.
This principal was black too, right?
Yeah, he was
that
black.
Feels important. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was black. He had Jerry curl. He had these real thick glasses that had tin on them.
Mm-hmm. And the thing with me.
I'm sorry. The Jerry curl got me.
Yeah, I had a Jerry curl too. Yeah,
it's okay. Jerry curl or Jerry curl violence.
Juice on juice violence.
Before he pulls out the paddle, he sprays his hair real quick. Like,
stop it!
I can't get my grip.
that's why he really only hit me once because it slipped. He was like, "Oh fuck it."
He didn't want to admit it. He didn't want to tell you. That's probably why he started laughing. He didn't want to tell you the truth. He was in the background and the pedal slipped. You couldn't see him. But for me, I don't fight. And so for me, I could get, if I'm remembering right, mine was probably for talking too much because I'm a talker. I fucking talk. That's what I do. I guess teacher got tired of me talking and sent me to the principal's office. I think I got paddled once or twice, and the same thing, clothes on, you put your hands there, and I got hit twice, and then same thing, they contact your mama, then my mama's mad, because she's like, I had to come up here, was it my mama, or was it, if I'm not mistaken, this wasn't my mama, this was my
Isn't it
aunt.
Funny that we don't remember?
Mm-hmm. It was my aunt, because I'm trying to think, remember if this was an incident, my mom, it was my aunt, because she was raising me at the time, and so came down, and she was not happy. She was like, basically, it's one of the things where I had to leave work and get off my job, and I think for a lot of parents, that's the most irritating thing, because it's like, similar to how your parents think, I had to come down here, what the fuck did you do? You know, almost like the teacher is always right, and it's one of those things, but sometimes the teacher can be wrong on certain things. And sometimes a kid is just being a kid. Yes, sometimes with kids, I'm misbehaving. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes a kid is being a kid and the teacher might not view it in the same perspective as a child. But a lot of parents do that because it's a simple way to look at it where it takes a lot of the discretion out for the parents so they can just, quote unquote, just blame the child.
Well, I really do wonder if parents have tried this. I can't remember if my parents did or not. But if they tried going like, no, I can't get off work. You deal with him and you bring him back home like the government promised me that you would do, because I can't manage this. Find a different punishment. I'll talk to you later. Mm. You got to take care of your kid, right? What are you going to do? Right. Send him to jail because I can't get off work? I wonder if parents could experiment like that and be like, no, he's yours right now. I think at three. See you later.
For black kids, the parents are going to be too scared to do it, because they really will call the police and like take you to jail and shit.
Yep.
Like a lot of times the overreaction of them like beating their kids and stuff is complete fear of like, what's going to happen to you if you make a mistake? You're going to end up dead or fucking in jail. Mm-hmm. And it's still not an excuse, but it's like, that's where fear is coming from.
That's really an excuse enough. That's as much as of an excuse as you were backed against the wall and you had to beat up a kid.
Yeah. Right? Like it's not.
It's relevant.
It's not perfect, but I get the logic of it. I know that's what my parents were always scared of. Is like,
I think immigrant parents are scared of looking bad. Like you're not blending. This is embarrassing. I'm supposed to have the good kid, but that's probably everybody. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's part of it too, for sure. Like a lot of parents are on that shit, but that like specific, like
that's next level.
You're going to like my dad gave me so many speeches coming up of like, listen, by the time you're 21, you're as a black boy, a black male child, you're an endangered species. It was on the front of like Time magazine, the endangered species, black man. And it was like, by the time you're 21, there's like I want to say 75% chance you're going to end up in jail, in the cemetery, or have HIV and AIDS, or on drugs. And he's like, you know, my job is just to get you there without those things happening. And that was like a big fucking thing every time I got in trouble for anything. It was always like, okay, mother, is this the time where you decide that you're going to fuck off your life? I can't let you fuck off your life.
Right.
And that's so much pressure.
Mine was just don't bring no babies home. Even though nobody talk to you about sex or fucking or anything like that. Nobody wanted to have conversations for you. Sex and sexuality was the weirdest shit. I had to become an adult before I unlearned a bunch of shit. I remember one time me and Roger was having a conversation about period parties. And I had such a bad
response. On the podcast
about period parties. I had such a bad response to it. And Roger had to be like, hey, like, what's happening? Like, why do you have such a negative response?
What are period parties?
It was an article about a girl who was having her first period, and her aunts and family decided like to like make it more of a positive celebratory thing. Mm-hmm. And so they had like a party for her. It was like a coming of age thing, almost like people have bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs, but this one's just centered around like you're becoming a woman.
I wouldn't be comfortable with that. I asked my mother not to tell my father, knowing that she would anyway. Don't talk about this.
And Hemda, I understand that. And that was my response. But also, it's one of the things where too many teenagers or people that have cycles go through this alone. They think they're the only one. They don't understand is that your body is changing. And this gives other people around you to open up about their experiences. Shit that is missed. Conversations that children and adults don't have. It could bring a closeness. But because everybody, particularly people with periods, I taught your body's dirty. Something's wrong with you. You know, you have a better understanding. It's hormonal. You know, it's okay. You're not the only one. This is a normal process. So many people run away from it.
We were taught to hide the pads.
And be shamed.
And be ashamed. Yeah. So they were trying to break the shame cycle. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, like let's celebrate this and then not attach like the fucked up things to it. And because of that, you know, there is no father to get upset because they're like, fuck him. Every woman in your family is telling this motherfucker that ain't no, there's nothing wrong with you. Mm-mm. So it was like, I was like, Karen did not. She was like, fuck that. Nope, that's crazy. And people were writing in and they were like, no, this could be good. And, you know,
I was like, nope, kiss my ass.
But yeah, so it was a lot of trauma.
Nobody's wearing white at these parties, right?
It's a whites only party. Okay. Only white people can come. Only white clothing. That was the one part about it that was fucked up.
Well, weird part is at the end you throw everything white in the fire, but
yeah.
Yeah. That's the end.
And everyone goes to live in a tent. This is the rules. Student loan forgiveness is dope. Mm-hmm. I do like it. The sad part is, the fucking Republicans are suing to be like, no, you can't even have this. The this that people are saying, I don't even think this is enough. They're like, you shouldn't even get that.
Well, and I love that Keith read all of their fucking loans and forgiveness. Yes. And all of that
It doesn't make sense. It's ridiculous.
And shout out to the White House Twitter account getting spicy. I don't know who the fuck is in charge. Thank you. Whatever this new movement they're making with the Biden administration, like going on the offensive and talking shit, I love it.
I think like, it's Wendy. Speeches. I think it's Wendy from Wendy's.
Shout out to Wendy from Wendy. I know she dropped a hot rap album a couple years ago. I wonder what she was up to.
She did.
And now we back. Whoever this fucking intern is, please continue to keep this energy because this is what I voted for. I understood and I get that, you know, being president, you have to play the game of like, oh, it's all Americans are great and we all want to. But I love when just like for a second, he's like, well, you know, but fuck y'all though, right? Like, fuck you for a second, just for a second. And then everyone goes, whoa, Joe Biden, calm down. You shouldn't be saying that. He's like, oh, I didn't mean all. Cool. Yeah, everybody's cool. Everybody's friends, right? Right. But fuck y'all for real though, right? Don't come to my office. But yeah, the student loans thing is dope. I paid mine off, and honestly,
me too.
Still good for everybody.
Yeah, I'm not even mad. I was like, do you not know the struggle we had to defer payments? Like, it is not it's not fun. And the loans now are probably quadruple what we had to pay for. Right. And I was a Pell Grant recipient.
Right.
So it's one of those things where
73% of Pell Grant recipients are Black. Just
right. So, and the thing with
thank you, Kamala Harris. I know this is your actual student loan plan.
Yeah,
and I mean that literally. This is her plan. Biden didn't campaign on student loan forgiveness. She did, and then when he got elected, he was like, "That's a good idea," and then used her plan. And we see you, sis. Okay, that 20,000 for the Black people. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, we see you. And I've come to the conclusion that people are dumb. We have a lot of stupid people out there in the world. Mm-hmm. I struggled. Okay, bitch, you shouldn't have had to. You don't need
right.
a sticker.
What is that?
Like, I do not get it. You shouldn't have had to struggle.
It's like the people that don't want minimum wage raise. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Right. It was
Men
hard for
awful
me.
Awful to me. Why should they be nice to you? I mean, right. What are we doing?
It was hard for me. It should be hard for you.
It was illegal for me. Let's keep it illegal for you.
Yeah.
Like, how far are we going with this? Pretty
all
far.
Those nights I prayed for help. I'm so glad I never got it. And no one should ever else get it.
Well, all those nights I prayed for help. I wasn't praying for you, you bitch. I don't get it. You don't get it. Fuck it off. That's not how prayer works.
Anyway, let me get the PPP loans. Pay off my PPP loans, please. Thank you for giving. Anyway, poor people suck. It's your fault. You're poor. Right. And then because of the student loan thing, I got a history lesson. I didn't know that Ronald Reagan and his administration was the people that was like, we going to strap people with student loans because it was like the exact words or something like the threat of an educated populace is like that's harmful to Republicans if people get educated and know what's going on in the world and government.
Yes, that's why they won't.
And so it's like if we can strap them with student debt, then we can make sure that they don't get educated. That's crazy.
But, like, we know they're thinking that, but when they say it and it's documented and we're like, you could just say that and then you do it and no one's stopping you. And it's just those are just regular words now. That's just and then they're in our history and we're just good with that. There's nothing we can do about the fact that you just said that. Like, just the fact that you said that should mean you can't do it. But
yeah,
no.
People like, the weird thing to me is like, people know that it was said. I've never heard it in any classroom I've ever been in. No documentary I've ever watched has brought it up. But then like this happens and then there's like 27 professors on Twitter like, oh, yeah. Reagan said that. I'm like, why is this on T-shirts? Why does it never get asked in a debate? Like, why is this only it's like when everyone found out about Tulsa massacre because it was on a TV show. And you're just like, this is a thing that happened in America. And we had to wait for a superhero show.
Right.
What the fuck is going wrong with us?
We won the evangelicals. We won with young. We won with old. We won with highly educated. We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
Of course he loves them. Of course. The best. The
greatest. Yeah, because he can manipulate them.
Nick Cannon got 10 kids now.
Jesus Louise.
Have y'all heard the Nick Cannon conspiracy?
No.
Oh, shit. What's up?
He's okay. The one having the babies? Because if he was the one having the babies, this might be different.
Yeah. Well, he spreads them out. It's not one woman has to have 10 babies, you know.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah.
So the conspiracy is, and this is very hot take, all
okay.
right?
Okay.
No one write in, all right? I notice we don't have anything to prove this. But so he is diagnosed with like some type of disease that is like deteriorating his body, and he has like a certain amount of time before it's going to make him not be able to function.
Okay.
And then he started having mad kids. So people think he's trying to time it so that the kids can be donors to like whatever he needs, whether it be like organs or blood or marrow or whatever. He'll now have a whole lot of donors out here in the world that he can use to live.
Is he going to kill him off?
I don't think it's like they got to die, but just like, you know,
not the Highlander.
You can donate marrow and not die. You can donate a kidney and live.
Okay.
So that's the conspiracy. I've only seen it on the Twitter streets and mostly in Black Twitter, but I'm just putting y'all on the game. Okay.
Right.
Wow. You know what? Yeah. That would be smart. And I also like, it doesn't bother me that he, you know, is having his 10th child because mm-hmm. nobody seems neglected. Nobody seems fucked up.
Right.
Nobody seems abused.
People, right.
Like everyone seems to be, you know, like this is how Nick Cannon has babies. I want to have a baby like that with this scenario. Seems okay. I don't know. Not
I think
bothered.
it'll be weird if the conspiracy comes true.
That's hilarious. Right? But also
like if the mom is pimping her kid out, like you got to give him some marrow. It's like, I don't even really fuck with this dude. You can't make me give him marrow, mom.
Well, a father is different things. You don't have to be there every day. I still provided you with a life and you have this option. I think that's okay.
If it's
have
an 20 option
baby-
for the 10-year-old, sure.
Well, 10-year-old. Well.
I mean, if he makes it to when they're all 18, sure. But if there's just like a 12-year-old having to give a kidney to this dude, I'm calling foul on this bullshit.
You heard it here first, or at least I did. Okay.
But that's a conspiracy, guys. I have no clue with this.
I like it.
I also like the people that go, Nick Cannon's weird, but not the women that are having the babies. It's like, it's either everyone's weird or no one's weird. Like, right. You can't.
Everyone's the same kind of okay weird.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, anyway, at the end of the show, there seemed to be like a connection thing happening with Zoom. What was going on over there?
Just Liz had bad internet wherever she's staying at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, but she didn't realize. So she's like, I don't know if you guys can hear me. I can't hear you guys. And we're like, stop. Like, you can see us on camera. Like, we got this now.
Now, Keith, was this in your production head? Was this like a nightmare? Was this like, oh, no, this is good, more comedy stuff?
No, when we decided to go live again, it's what it is, and it's fine.
All right. Karen, next episode. Oh, wait, what's the poll? Sorry.
The poll was, would you allow your kid's principal to paddle your child? On our forms, 100% say no.
Yeah, thank God.
You better give me a phone call because you touch my
Don't
child, we're gonna have problems.
There are very few things that make you go like, oh, we are getting better as people, right? Like it feels like we know so much about each other now that we're constantly like, oh, this shit's the same as slavery or whatever. But like that was one of those things where you're like, no one should ever be okay with some strange fucker hitting your kid. Yep. I don't even care if you hit your kid. I'm not saying you should hit your kid. But if you hit your kid, it's still weird that someone else can hit your kid. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Karen, next title.
Oh, KATG, episode 3578, Boner Time.
Oh, no.
With Bessie and Jack Helmuth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were they assholes?
Not this time around, no.
Not to us, maybe to each other, sounds like.
It was interesting hearing that they were arguing before the show.
That's hilarious.
And honestly, I couldn't tell during the show. It's not like I felt like, oh, there's some weird energy here. And then they just kind of like reveal, like, we were just in a fight. And we might continue the fight after the show.
I was wondering because when they came on, none of us had our cameras on. But So they were talking, and then Xerxes came on, and they sort of like straightened out. And I'm like, wait, was that a? Yeah,
we had a couple once on our show, and they were like fighting before the show started. And it was that kind of fight where it feels like, oh, they must always fight, because it was like fighting over stuff like, well, the camera isn't working right. And he's like, well, did you just plug it in? Like I fucking said or whatever. You're just like we can hear on our side, everyone is
like with that tone.
Yes.
Oh boy.
It's like, yeah, well, just go, regular. Just fucking go upstairs and do it or whatever. We're just like, ha ha, yeah, man, no, crazy weather. Crazy. We're about to record, everybody.
Hope you know we're gonna be live soon. We just let you know.
Yeah, they were stressed out. Like they thought being on our show was a big deal. And so I think they were anxious, but we were like, it's totally chill. Mm-hmm. We're our own bosses.
Yeah.
And we have to be a few minutes late because we got to work. Everyone's got tech shit. We'll work it out. And they were fucking going at each other. But then we got on the air. They were like super cool, but I've never been able to look at them the same. It's like, oh, man. Like, you guys fight. Let's talk about the book. Keith, how much longer till the book?
I think I'm going to be done in the next couple days.
Scoop, breaking news. You heard it here first. And then when the book is done, do you think it's like immediately go on sale? Is it like another process to actually like, you know, put it out?
Whatever the process is, but yeah.
Well, it has to be formatted. It has to be edited. Like, it has to be looked over because even Keith Malley misses something, you know.
I doubt
it.
I doubt it, too.
And some will be printed, you know, just a few. And so there's a process.
I put in fake mistakes to catch the editor.
Smart.
The cover has to be designed, that kind of thing. Has to be submitted sometimes on platforms that you submit to. They take time to review those kinds of things.
Did you get to pick the front and the back or just the front?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Okay.
Whole thing.
Do you already have an idea for what the cover is going to look like and stuff?
I'm thinking about, we used to have a banner on our site that somebody designed for us. And it's my dad looking at the computer with tissue and lotion next to him, across behind him with Ugly Kid Hello. Joe, who remade Cats in the Cradle, is on the cross. Ugly Kid, the Ugly Kid Joe character.
Yes, absolutely. I want a signed copy. I'm there.
And he's giving the finger because that's what that kid's like, a punk kid character.
Keep secrets very well.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Well, I can't wait.
Listen, let me tell you some of these see, do I have it open? Give me 1 second. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm reading it through right now, and I really genuinely feel like you can open it to any part and be like, the fuck.
Yeah.
Just
right. Yeah.
No.
You were there for all of it. Like, you were there for every email. You're still like, this shit is disgusting. Uh-huh.
I'm looking at the different chapter titles. What happened between you and Keith? Easter Miracle. I can keep secrets very well.
Right up top.
Jingling Levito's got to be one. Mm-hmm.
My beloved son, I truly wish you and her and the children the very best. That's something he said he's doing shit behind my back. A real tearjerker, uneven oxen, feeble minds, open mockery, emergency meeting, devil's advocate, yummy, drippy, juicy is one. I'm at the part right now, close to the end, where I sent from my email, behave. And then I have Kat sent from her mail, behave. And then he's like, is this something? Is it? Is it Sherlock Holmes?
There's just so many twists and turns. Yeah. When they make the Netflix docuseries out of this, I just can't wait to see this. And he'll probably be interviewed if Netflix can keep their record up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Interviewing the bad people that don't know.
He would love to be interviewed.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. But,
he's like, an 86 is a sexual reference.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, Keith, we got too much footage. We don't have to edit this down. Right. He wouldn't shut up.
I'm Zack Snyder over here with my dad, you know? Yeah. 22 bonus hours.
Release the father cut.
Right.
maybe Leonardo DiCaprio is my theory. Okay. Maybe he's getting away with having these young girlfriends because when he introduces them at parties, he introduces them as my girlfriend of 25 years. And then people are like, oh, okay. So y'all been together for a while. And he just continues to do that with each one. And so that's why he gets a pass. And then like other people in Hollywood are, you know, called disgusting for that.
So nobody knows it's a different woman every time.
Right. Mm-mm. They just go, it's
a plug and
that's
play.
That's Leo and his girlfriend of 24 years.
That's
oh, okay.
The same, just
about. Okay, cool. Okay, yeah, he's a cool guy.
Is it weird to you guys that it's not weird to me? And I think Keith said the same thing. It's, I don't know, Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm like, I think everybody gets it. I think we all know why we're here. Everyone's having a lot of fun. It doesn't seem to be issues.
I think it's that the floor of Hollywood is so, of men, the floor of men is so low that like on a creep scale, it's like kind of, maybe kind of creepy or kind of weird, but not, it's nowhere near as reprehensible as like, oh, he groomed a 17-year-old, right. Sexual assault. Everyone's consenting. You never hear any Me Too shit about Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, he seems to be the guy that must be up front. Unless we hear some new shit, it just seems he's up front. Like, I would like to fuck women that are this age, and I'm willing to deal with the annoyance of hanging out with people this age for the rest of my life. And yeah, I can't, what can
see,
you say?
Can't see how he does it.
Well, that's because the people that age are only the women. It's not like he's got 24-year-olds on his boat that are men. That he's
well, I have this theory of all these guys that do this, that they
like to fuck.
Well, yeah, that they're definitely into that. But I just have this theory of when they're not fucking and they're doing all the social stuff, they have to do the social shit that 24-year-old people want to do. Like, you have to be the place where 25-year-olds are.
No, they don't. No, they are at the place where Leonardo DiCaprio gets. They are on a boat.
We know Leo clubs at these young people clubs, right? So he goes
to the old people lounge.
So he's dealing, but he don't.
Right.
I know him personally, okay? No, in the tabloids, he's always at this club, like these clubs, and it's him and his crew hanging out with these fucking 25-year-olds and VIP or whatever, you know.
What do you think? But nothing happened. You're not hanging out. You're not having discussions at the club.
You can't
even hear each other.
Right. No, you're saying these as positives. I'm saying these as when you're 50 and it's, whoa, shot, fucking hot! That shit has to be annoying. I don't give a fuck who you are. No one's that cool at 50. You gotta fucking do belly shots off of some fucking 25-year-old so you can, that's the cost of him wanting to fuck 25-year-olds when he's 70. It's like when you watch that fucking Hugh Hefner show. When Hugh Hefner's 80 or whatever, yeah, they gotta go fondle his old balls, but he also has to be around the most annoying airhead ass 19-year-olds for the rest of his fucking life. So there's a trade-off that's happening. I think that's why people don't really care about Leonardo DiCaprio that way. They're just like, that's his scene, man. That's what the fuck he's into for the rest of his life. And unless he just one day decides to grow up, he's gonna be that guy that just deals with 25-year-old right before 25-year-old people. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
How does he? Where does he get the energy? Don't he be tired?
He's a celebrity who works out with celebrity everything. I mean, it's got to be anything that you want to make you anything that you want. That's it. What do you want to be? Boom, you're that.
How much shit is he just? I just feel like he's just had to sit there and like listen to people talk about like just reality shows and music he'd never heard in his life, just pretending to be interested until like he can fuck. He's just like, it's almost time for everyone to let me fuck. So yeah. I'm a big fan of Young Thug and who's fighting Jack Harlow. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Anyway, anybody ready to fuck? Want to go get in the limo? Nope. Okay, two more rounds of shots. All right, rounds of shots on me. Good luck to him. The 7-Eleven theory. I would like to see you guys do a poll. Can we do a poll to see if there's dangerous people outside of every 7-Eleven in America?
Yeah, I just don't want to ask all the people outside of 7-Elevens if they're dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, on the forums, the listeners
and I'm not
can
saying,
be like,
I'm not, I don't know if I was saying dangerous. I'm saying unsteady.
I'm saying dangerous, but yes, unsteady.
You don't see unsteady and go, yay.
Yeah, you know. unsteady, like attacking Xerxes type of things. Right. You know, that kind of unsteady. It's like, oh, he's a little unsteady.
I'd say they're a little off. They're trying to knock my head off.
Yeah. you know,
the
kind of people you're glad to just not have any cash on you at the moment. You know, that kind of right. unsteady. But I would like to see that because I do feel that way when I go to 7-Eleven. It's like, and I wonder if it's not Circle K. Like, what is it?
Never get that problem at Circle K.
Specifically a 7-Eleven.
Maybe it's just the most convenient. It's open all the time.
Maybe it's the slushies.
It's maybe. The ice machine. Everyone wants an ice machine.
They know. There's like a unsteady people Reddit that they're like, oh, yeah, the 7-Eleven is the spot. And then this is a pet peeve of mine, but Keith, the corn pop story is true.
Yeah, that's fine. The way he told this fucking story, though. And
corn pop was a bad dude, Keith. You understand. Corn pop was a bad dude, and Joe Biden needed to tell us that. Because he's dealt with bad dudes before. He was able to, like, talk to Corn Pop and get some kind of peace, even though he was a bad dude.
And he cut Chainlink to fight this guy. And the guy said, you know what? I was going to fight you, but you apologized for your actions, and you are forgiven. All that happened. Now that I think about it, Rod, I don't know who told. Is this the guy from the rehearsal told you this?
Corn
I
Pop.
Don't believe the story.
Corn Pop was a bad dude, and first it went from he didn't exist, and Joe Biden's a crazy man making up stuff, to oh shit, this is obituary. Corn Pop and his prison record. Corn Pop was a bad dude, and Joe Biden didn't want to give him them hands. Okay,
this they is scared. Such a stupid story. Why would you tell the story? I don't care how real it is. It's such a stupid story. On top of it being a stupid story, you told it extra stupid, so you sprinkled more stupid juice on it. And then I'm supposed to go, what the fuck is the? I have to find the lesson in it.
How do you not tell this story? A person attacked Xerxes and you couldn't wait to tell us about the story. There was shit on the wall.
Am I running for president? And I go, one time my boyfriend was attacked in front of me. He was about to be attacked in front of me at a 7-Eleven.
You get my vote.
And I said, please.
That's how you get it.
And I said, please don't. God,
is that how I told it?
I'm like, him that keeps Biden? It real, okay? Listen, there was a person attacking Xerxes. She didn't know what was happening.
Him for city council.
All I know is that's my president.
But him, this story didn't end with, and they looked me in the eye and said, one day I'm going to vote for you.
Right. I was like, well, I was scared of shit. I didn't know what to do. And I think I acted fine. I don't know.
If it happened, I'd still vote for her. I'm sorry, Keith. You can't make me not vote for her.
Thank you. He could say that because I'm not eligible at all. So he can absolutely.
To run?
But I'll say that you're voting for me for president.
I mean, I voted for the dude that had the corn pop story. So, I mean, listen. I think I have the facts on my side here.
You would vote for the one telling the Xerxes story?
I would vote for it.
Okay.
I'd vote for you. I'm consistent over here, okay? People that got the hands, I fuck with them. It's, okay? Corn Pop need to back his ass down. That's what happened. Oh, all right. What was the poll?
The poll was, do you and your partner agree politically? On our forms, one person said no. Mm. The rest went to yes or no partner here, baby. You know, I didn't want to bum anybody out. No partner.
Doing great. Doing great. I saw something going on around that where people were saying there were a lot of people that were married to folks that were the opposite party. And there was a video of like this some type of political ad where it was like, he's a Republican and I'm a Democrat. I was like, I don't know why you're telling anyone this.
That's not cute. It's not like I'm a swimmer and he can't swim. Like, that's not, you know, like it's even like I'm a vegetarian. He's not. It's like, okay, that's going to be some challenges. Something. I'm kosher. He's not. I'm like, okay, I don't think I would do that. That's a challenge. I don't really feel like it. On Reddit, three people said no.
Okay. Dun, yeah. Dun, dun, dun. It's common for white women. I don't know that it was common for everybody, but the people that seemed to be giving the most testimonials on the Twitter thread were a lot of white women that and maybe they just didn't think it would get this bad. Is that
there's some shit y'all just don't talk about?
Yeah, I think maybe they never thought like Roe v. Wade would be overturned or something. It's like, hey, he's a fucking.
What else is political, though? What else?
Right.
What the fuck? Yeah. Like, what are we talking about here? What else do we need to agree on?
Right. It's like he says Black Lives doesn't matter, but we don't know any Black people.
Right. Like, yeah. Like,
what we didn't think we meet any.
What platform are you not going to be a little, you know, one-sided on?
I don't know. That is a lot. I don't like. Good luck to couples that are able to pull that off. I don't know.
Yeah. Good luck to them.
The next title.
By the way, how about a percent? What percent of those people are cheating on their spouse?
That's a great question.
Oh shit!
You know, I bet though. I bet it. It's the Republicans that cheat more, like because those are the dudes, and that they probably don't respect their wives or believe in their rights. So then they're like, "Oh, I'm definitely fucking some other people." Because
yeah, but no, because liberals can completely convince themselves that they're just being open to love, and or you know, they fell in love. What can I do? You know, like, oh, it was in the stars this way, or this happened for a reason. I don't know. I believe that, you know, that's a whole
because the liberals
thing.
Will skew women, right? Because in these, at least from what I've seen, it was like. Conservative men vote conservative more than women. So you're probably looking at a lot of Republican men, Democrat women.
You know how much I have to fight with liberal women? Because there's always a fucking point where I'm not liberal enough.
And you just want to cheat
enough
on them.
Or whatever.
Right. So you fucking other people. Thank you. What's the title for the next one, Karen?
KATG episode 3579. Thoughts with Mike Kaplan and Shane Moss.
Oh, so now you got the names right.
Yay.
Well, I think you missed a word in the title.
Deep thoughts.
There you go.
My bad.
Those are just thoughts
with deep.
Karen.
I'm sorry. They weren't just thinking. They were deep thinking.
Yeah.
My bad.
You know, Mike and Shane, they like to get deep with the thoughts. Were they assholes, though?
How?
No, of course not. They're on LSD. They're fine.
I like that Mike Kaplan. He seems like a guy you like to have a surprise lunch with, you know?
And he sends us a letter every month. They are adorable.
Sends everybody a letter.
We all get the letter, Karen.
I like the letter, Keith.
Also, Karen says that as a person that never replies to the letter, so.
No, I don't.
She likes it like she likes Arby's.
It kind of does that. I bet, yeah, this stress has come down. Like, I didn't rate Mike yet. Like, Mike's keeping a chart. He doesn't give a shit. He vomits, and who picks it up?
It's I know, you. And I have the same condition as him to where, like, there's a clock ticking in my head of, like, someone in the world cares what I think about things. I have to reply to let them know that they matter and that what they sent, I read it, you know? It's terrible. But I'm trying to get over it.
I sometimes wait a couple weeks before I respond to it because he's asking legitimate questions. I don't want to just, you know, here's the answer.
Well, the last
what do you think
three
of this? What are you doing this weekend? What are your plans? What are your goals? Have you heard of this artist? Yeah.
The last two sentences are the only part that are real, really, right? Because like sometimes he'll actually the last two sentences will be something specifically for me and Karen that like someone else wouldn't necessarily have on that list. Like no, not that there, like, there might be other people with podcasts, but it'll be like, Rod and Karen, how's the podcast going? And is such and such in Charlotte doing good? And I'm like, okay, this part is real. The first three paragraphs are just things that would stand up, you know? Keith, are you pulling up your email now to tell us what he sent?
Yeah, there's not one fucking question in here. It's all puns.
Oh, so you don't even get the real. So those must
questions.
Be only for us.
Yeah.
Those that reply must get the real questions. You're on another part of the list.
The non-reply list.
Yeah. He's on the spam list. I like that Dream flavored cola.
Do you?
I had the Coke Zero version, but I actually liked it. I thought it was really good.
How would you describe it? I don't know how to describe it other than it tastes off.
It tastes like
Dreams.
Raspberry or something was mixed with it. I don't have no, like, you're right in that it, I mean, it did taste like Dreams. I mean, it made me wonder what kind of terrible dreams you have that you couldn't immediately recognize the flavor.
Pepsi nightmare.
Like, Oh, no pants on at school. So good. Late to work. Oh, so good. And also, I saw that McAfee documentary on Netflix. Have you seen that, Keith?
I haven't yet. What's his crimes? You can give it away.
Oh, he murdered crazy. A motherfucker like right away.
So you don't think that he's going to deliberately give us viruses to save them? This is a bad thing.
Oh, no, I'm on your side. Yeah. I'm on your fucking side automatically. Like, I already was paranoid. But we should have never got to know this man as a person. And now you're just like, this shit is on everyone's computer.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, he's like, the fucking whole thing is he was already on the run for some shit. He goes to a country with like no extradition, has a fight with his neighbor over his dogs or something. Mm-hmm. Neighbor mysteriously gets shot to death that night. Then he goes on the run from country to country and he hires these guys from like Vice TV or some website. And they are doing a documentary as he's running from the cops. And his whole thing is like, because the cops won't kill me if they see you with your cameras. So you just keep filming no matter what happens. And it's literally
They're not accessories to anything. They're not like,
no, they didn't end up being accessories to anything.
Or like harboring a fugitive.
They ended up leaving before he got caught. So I think that's the only reason. They probably didn't go to jail, but no, they didn't get caught. But these motherfuckers accidentally gave his location away. Mm-hmm. Like, they sent a picture to prove they were there. They sent a picture to prove they were there, right? And then the picture, there's metadata or whatever when you send someone a phone. So they were like, don't post this picture on the website. Take a screenshot of the picture, post a screenshot. Someone fucked up. Now they're like, you got to go on the run again. Like, the police know exactly where you are. Y'all fucked up. Y'all got to go. And it's an insane documentary.
And his girlfriend, she was a nutcase too.
Oh, yeah. So his second girlfriend, I think maybe wife or fiance. They land in Miami for a little bit.
Oh, my God. Mike is emailing me right now as if he heard.
Oh, my God.
He heard his voice.
He knows.
I have two emails now from Mike that are new from minute. Oh, my God.
The computer overheard us.
McAfee virus. But yeah, anyway, he marries like a prostitute that he met as soon as they landed in Miami. It was just a crazy documentary. So check it out if you like craziness. Him to watch his couples for tips on what to do or not to do. Betsy and Jack Helmuth, what to do, what not to do. Go.
I like it because even a sweet couple, you know, is pushed to a little peak and they can step away from it. Like, they're not so furious that, and also, like, it reminds you, do I need to fight about this? You know, it could, everything could lead to a fight, you know, maybe like, I don't have to fight. This is what it looks like. I don't know, not in a bad way. Like, it's, I think it's okay for couples to have that, you know, like I was agitated or something, like, you can let it go, but, you know, don't behave like that all the time. But if you see agitation on a couple, you're like, oh, maybe next time I won't let that agitate me. Or if you see someone being sweet, like where you would be agitated, you're like, oh, I could be sweet in that moment, like that feels better and it's possible, just stuff like that. I think it's the same reason you go to like Al-Anon meetings, AA meetings, all female meetings, all trans meetings. It's like, oh yeah, this is the experience. This is what it looks and feels like. This is another option that person took. That's what that feels like. Let me see if I can try that. See if that works better for me. It's all the same. People watching.
Okay. And is it like just couples, you know, or you mean like any, like if you just see the motherfuckers arguing on the train?
Anything, anything. You know, I feel bad for couples fighting in public. I know, like, it's just when it's happening. I don't think it's that big a deal as long as they're not being like completely gross. I think you're just having a time. I like watching you guys. I love that picture, Rod, that you posted of Karen and says home is where she is. I'm like, you know what? That's nice to hear. I don't think people would think to post or think that way or express themselves that way because it's vulnerable. And I'm like, oh, that's nice to hear when he's doing it. Like, I should maybe say something like that, or like if I'm thinking something like that, make sure that I express it. It's nice. Mm.
Well, I was people watching because I didn't. I was out looking at the window watching the bikes go and up and down the road.
I know that you're just living your life. And he's like, I love the way she lives. And I love it. I just love it. It's great. 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 She doesn't need to do anything. She's just here. I know it. That makes me feel good. Yeah. Awesome. I love
my
it.
My real life, I tell people, I live a extra boring life, like nothing spectacular happens over
and
here.
And I have
at
a
all.
Show where I talk about
yeah.
it.
Except right? every day. How boring it is.
Except every day. Yeah. I do feel like the older we get, the more people are like scared almost. They're like, oh, what if this fucks up? What if this? And then I'll have this picture that said I did love this person. And then what will that say about me? Because it's forever. It's on the internet for now. Like, there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. My thing is love is okay. And I think nobody wants to be quote unquote the sucker. But life is love and loss. But people, they love the love. Nobody likes the loss. But loss is a part of the process too.
Yeah. And then also I think, the way we're like on social media so much now too, and the way our like everything's so digital, everyone's so afraid of like everything becomes like a fight. You got to win, and everyone needs to know you want it. And I think that seeps into people's personal relationships too, where it's like we like conflict resolution is like more like domination and power and stuff for a lot of people, and I. You know, I don't.
Yeah, just be wrong. Just be wrong in your relationship. It'll go a lot easier. I could be wrong. I could be fucking wrong.
Right.
Wrong
and there's
before.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's one of the things I always like talk. Well, when I talk to my friends about love and stuff, I always like love is kind of selfish. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like what works for those people. Like, there's things that obviously are above the line for folks, you know, like, you know. Abuse or not consent, stuff like that, that obviously is above the, but like if you like to fucking be Susie Homemaker, don't let somebody make you shit on yourself and then be miserable in your relationship trying to live up to. No one gives a fuck when you're with that person. Whatever you guys have agreed upon that is comfortable for both of y'all and healthy for both of y'all, in your minds, let that shit work, because you cannot let these motherfuckers out here determine what the fuck is happy for you in here, because they don't really know you like that.
Right. And I will be the first to tell you, yes, I'm about, you know, my rights and my freedoms and shit like that. But I know that there's some things in our relationship that are somewhat patriarchy, because I will walk up to the door and stand there and wait for him to open up the door for me. But that's what works in my relationship. I'm not like, bitch, I got it myself. No, no, I'm going to stand here and you're going to open up the door.
Yeah.
Well, you're stronger than me, so just do it.
Yeah. Carry the boxes. it is always comedy.
Other
when,
shit. Trust me, I'm carrying other shit. Don't worry about
it. Right. It is always comedy when you see somebody try to do something where you're like, that I don't know who this struggle is for. You know what I mean? I'm gonna prove that I can cook. You're like, all right, that's on you, buddy. Burn the dishes. I don't give a fuck. Biden's speech and then back down.
It was overnight. You backed down overnight. What could have happened? Comments? People are wishing you dead constantly. What happened overnight that you took back the MAGA thing? Is it because you had a dream and being like, it did cost Clinton when she shat on Trump supporters? What could have happened that you didn't know that would be a problem in the first place?
Yeah. And I did see some of the feedback from media people that you would think would be on his side, or at least like understand why he said what he said. And it was a lot of like that was a political speech. It's like, he's the president. Can presidents not be political? You know, that the CNN's like whoever's ahead of CNN tweeted some shit about how like no one should ever do something like that. I was like, y'all ran every Trump rally,
every one.
The main TV stations, ABC, NBC, you know, the news stations, they didn't run the speech, which that's crazy. Like, they run every presidential speech. I know, because I'll be watching shit and be like, what the fuck is this? Why are you running this?
Why are you interrupting Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? The fuck is this?
Right. And this, like, for the first time, they're like, nah, not this one. He's talking too mean about Marjorie Taylor Greene or some shit. And I honest to God, it was so frustrating. And maybe that's why he backed down or whatever. But God damn it, that was I was like, this motherfucker is spitting that night. And then the next morning is like, most of them are. They cool. I don't know what I was thinking.
I meant that of the ideology of he who is one who with that.
Right.
Heard America.
I just like, this is the reason I voted for him, is I want him to dial into the white male privilege.
Right, you white, go be white, go tell white people about themselves.
I want him to say that shit and then be like, yeah, I said it. What the fuck y'all gonna do?
What you gonna do? Be mad and white?
I'm a straight white man and I'm old. The fuck y'all gonna do?
Right, suck my dick. Go on, you'll be okay.
Like, I knew Obama couldn't do it, you know what I'm saying? There's a, like, we all saw this motherfucker just barely was like, no, Trayvon Martin was black. They were like, boo, get off the stage. Get the fuck. What the fuck is wrong with you, you asshole? You divided the country. Like, I want Biden to do that. Right. And I do like when he talked that shit. But yeah, I don't like when he take it back. Fuck that. Fuck them people. Yeah.
And it's very, for me, I think it's very irritating because as somebody that is black and brown, white people never hold white people responsible for shit. So you could talk about every other ethnicity and every other group of people and y'all would have played the shit with no problem. But he said white people ain't shit. Everybody lose their motherfucking minds. Even the people in his party that demands that he call these people out. Even them motherfuckers was like, whoa, whoa, you went too far. Well, bitch, this is what you wanted. This is what it looks like. I don't understand. Maybe,
did he lie?
Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm going crazy.
Did he lie?
No.
That's all I want to know. Did he tell a single fucking lie? These niggas tried to overthrow the fucking country.
Yes, fuck them.
They ran up on the Capitol.
Fuck them.
We should be allowed to be like, that's fucked up, and we don't want to. We don't want to deal with you. That's not.
Yes.
They were like, this motherfucker went crazy. I was like, what?
Yes, I put you in office so you can tell them to kiss my ass, suck my dick. I'm white Trump voters. Do your job, sir. This is why I voted for you.
Ooh, I got hot just listening to you.
It's clever how we go, oh, look at these Nazis, because, you know, they have the clothes of Nazis and they're doing the salutes of Nazis and the words of Nazis. And then the Nazi side goes, look at Biden in this speech, this fucking Nazi. I'm like, you could just, what? Same thing happened with the term fake news. It was Hillary Clinton that said fake news. And then Trump goes, yeah, you're fake news. And I was like, what? Yep.
It's crazy, and it works.
Yes,
it fucking works. They took the screenshot from it, and they were like, "Look at him with the military background or some shit like this." And I was just like, "Trump did this every day, every day." It was literally a rally. Everyone wearing red. Yeah. People with shirts that are like, "Fuck Hillary Clinton." Fuck. Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert, one of them posted a picture next to Trump with a dress, and on the back it said, "Let's go, Brandon," which means fuck Joe Biden. And it was her talking about how offensive his speech. They were like, I can't believe Joe Biden would say, it's like, you're wearing fuck him on your shirt.
Right.
I just want that same energy return. And I don't want to be called a bad guy.
Right.
For saying these people, some of these motherfuckers are nuts. That's crazy.
Pedo Nazi was trending.
What?
In regards to Joe Biden the other day after that speech. Okay. I think it was Trump that would walk in on naked Miss Teen USA contestants, but that is a word, pedophile, so you might as well just use it back.
Friends with Jeffrey Epstein, you know, like just everything they say about him is just shit that's about them. But I just don't like it when Biden or anyone concedes to them like, well, they are upset about the things that are the truth. So let's just stop saying the truth. Like,
I don't care.
I meant to ask you, what's Howard Stern saying about Trump these days?
He's on vacation right now.
Is he always on vacation when I ask you that?
He enjoys vacation. this guy put in a lot of time. He enjoys vacation nowadays.
Any other
in
time.
General.
It's also because any other time he's on the air, you know what he thinks, because he don't like Trump.
Yeah, he hates him.
Yeah,
and he knows. He's clear. He's like, how aren't people more outraged? It took him a while. It took him a while, but now he's not shy at all.
The pandemic broke him.
Yeah,
because like he just stopped being nice. Like he would just like he'd be talking about other people. Like if Joe Rogan said something positive about Trump, like Howard Stern's already starting off. So like, you see this fucking idiot Joe Rogan? Right. You're like, damn, you don't give a fuck no more. Okay.
The handcuffs are off, guys.
Let me get this Sirius subscription working. I didn't know you was going to be spitting bars every day. I was turned.
I'm going to take medical advice from a vet wannabe. Get the fuck out of here. I'm like, good for you. Good for you.
Yes, 10-year sentence. Okay. We got people getting 10-year sentences for running up on the Capitol police. You love to see it. Shout out to my man Merrick Garland running the DOJ.
Come on.
A very petty man that is keeping that same fucking energy. Mm-hmm. You love to see it. Get all these terrorists up out of here.
But we'll whoop your ass and put you in jail. I say go get them.
He thought y'all thought everybody forgot about Breonna Taylor. He was like, nope, them cops going to jail. Oh, what?
He pulling shit out like mixtapes. Let's go.
Oh, there's
new shit. New shit. Somebody else going to jail. Jail. Go get them.
We running up on Trump. Okay, call 1-900. Like, come let's on. Fucking go. Oh, that's a G right there. So I did, because a lot of people were like, no one's going to go to jail. There's too many people for the insurrection. And then the first people, of course, were light sentences, you know, and
they was cooperating.
And the people were like, see, they're not even going to hold them accountable. I was like, but those people, the people that were getting sentenced are like, walked into the Capitol, turned around and ran out. Or they walked in there and they were like, yeah, let's go, Brandon. All right. Well, I'm leaving. And they also were snitching. And I was like, that means somebody is going to jail for a long time, because the more people that snitch, the more that some motherfuckers gonna be like, I ain't snitching. I ain't admitting shit. I'm defending myself. And the DOJ don't miss. They got like a 95% conviction rate. You can't win. You just gonna end up doing more time. And so now the sentences, they're growing. Mm-hmm. People are going to jail for double digit years now.
Yeah, and then that time is no joke. So these people cave in a second. Right?
I was told by Trump that I was very confused. Like, well, good. Now you're not getting your pardon.
Yes.
Fucking yes. Idiot.
And like, so the way they work, they offer you a deal right away. Cause that's how badass they are. They're like, listen, 3 years. Okay. You go to jail 3 years, give us all the information on the other people. And you know, and it's Fed time. So you can't get like you get like 5 or 10% off for good behavior. So you can't get like, oh, it was 10 years, but I only did 5. It's like, no, you're going to end up doing like 9.5 at best. So just tell us the shit and then we won't give you 10 years. And every once in a while, one of these motherfucking patriots is like, they've suck like, my dick, Merrick Garland.
They say, take that shit to trial, bitch. He be like, oh, word, take it to trial.
I'll defend myself. I don't give a fuck. And every last one of them gets to the goddamn sentencing day. And it's like, listen, I lost my job. Okay. My wife was leaving me. All right. I was very confused. I had MapQuest directions printed out. I didn't even mean to go to the Capitol. I thought I was at the Black History Museum. I just came to pay respects for Barack Obama. I can't believe. And they'd be like, 10 years, bitch. Bam. Oh.
Mimi Cherry told me to use Google Maps. I have to print it like an asshole.
I just really respect Nancy Pelosi. I just want to see where her office was. Like, no, we got you on camera in 4K. Talk about suck my dick, Nancy Pelosi. I'll kill you, AOC.
You had the GPS on, sir. We know you were there.
Keep that same energy. I love these sentences. Yeah. I hope another motherfucker wake up tomorrow like, I ain't taking the sentence. Good. Go to jail.
One of the detectives is like, I wouldn't take it if I were you.
Right. Yeah.
They're encouraging them to fight it.
Yeah. You bring up a good point. He brings up a good point.
Trump did tell him to be there.
Say that to the judge. Yeah. I don't like my own job, but somebody has to do it. It's like meter maids. Someone has to do it.
Oh, yeah.
The poll was, do you do illegal drugs? 67% of our audience does indeed do illegal drugs.
And I blame the government, because them drugs probably shouldn't even be illegal.
Well, 33% can't admit it yet because they still want to keep their 9-to-5.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know how to answer this.
By the way, if you're under 21 and you're drinking, that counts, right?
Mm.
Yeah, Yeah, you can cut that.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's illegal for you.
I didn't even know how to answer it.
Smoking weed. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to answer it because I only smoked that weed that one time with y'all.
Not Rod. Let me.
And it was legal there. So, like, what does it mean now? I'm in North Carolina. I don't plan on doing more.
If it makes you feel any better, it was kind of illegal what we were doing.
Okay,
you can't smoke in a park, and you did that.
So I guess yes, I should have put yes.
You're a badass.
I didn't answer it all. I didn't want to fuck up the science.
Thank you.
So
yeah, no. you both do not do illegal drugs. I mean, if we're gonna count my morning Tylenol because it wasn't for the right thing,
right.
Then yes. Then okay. Yes, you do illegal drugs. Yes.
All right, I'll answer
and
now.
I did this morning. Yes.
I'll go say no now. Last week on Keith and the Girl.
I still think it's funny. Kendra stubbed her toe and took diarrhea medicine. You know what I'm saying? it's pretty fucking funny.
Keith, we're trying to encourage good habits here, so I think we should just baby steps.
Really
baby steps. Baby steps and baby aspirin, okay? Let's just...
It's funny you don't know what cold medicine is.
Right? She's been out of the game too long.
It's its own aisle.
Not unless it's Tylenol, cold, and flu. Look for the cold and flu behind it.
I just thought it would know what part of my body to go to because it's Tylenol. It's Tylenol. Actually, it's the fake Tylenol.
No.
You get the knockoff generic kind.
Yeah. Tyler some.
Yeah. Tyler maybe. We right. Might do it.
Mike.
Listen, the Tylenol money went to rent, okay? That's what we pay for here.
All right. Well, last week on Keith and the Girl.
Yes.
The return of Father Brady to the show. She's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
No deaths. She was out celebrating life.
Mm-hmm. Officiating the shit out of shit.
Mm-hmm. I think I have an idea for your officiant thing. Is that what it's called? Officiant?
Yeah, efficient? I say I'm an efficient thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We try to
talk about the thing is a very descriptive word.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try to get rid of the word thing and we say person.
I'm a professional writer. I get paid for this bullshit. Here's what I'm thinking. What about a wedding where each person has their own officiant? So, like, the groom has a person, the bride has a sub person. And then it's like, who could be better? Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's like a competition.
A great way to start a marriage. Yeah, yeah, That's like when people are interfaith married and one has like a priest and the other one has a rabbi and everyone thinks they're doing something good.
Yeah, yeah, you love to see it, actually.
Do you contradict you? I do. Do you contradict you? I do. But and like in a good way. Look how sweet this is.
Do you promise to love her even though she's definitely going to hell?
Right.
I do.
Was Jesus a prophet or a god? We don't care. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Hey, Rabbi, you want to say some fucking opposite shit right now that he just said? Do it in Hebrew. Nobody will know. Keep it moving. We got to get married.
We're on a time schedule crunch here. Come on.
I'm also starting to suspect that Bianca is a secret cat lover. There are some things she said this episode that made me feel like she didn't hate cats. The right amount.
When
you
she,
know?
You think it's when she said she hated cats?
She didn't. It didn't sound right. It felt like she loved them, and she made it sound a little too adorable. And that's that bullshit. You know.
I love that every VIP host has a here's my shout out to this other host, and then like these interwoven conversations now happen. With these, like, and now I need to talk to another host on the VIP channel. Excuse me, everybody. Bianca, do you really like cats?
Secretly, deep down, feels like she kind of likes them. It just, I got a vibe. I don't know if you picked it up, Keith. Sounds like you didn't.
I really did not.
Okay, I got a vibe.
I guess I chose
I can't
the believer.
Wait for her to clarify.
Because it's the way I feel. So maybe I made myself believe her words.
Mm-hmm. Felt a little sarcastic, like she didn't really hate them. And that video game I played, to be clear, it's called Stray on PlayStation 5. Mm-hmm. It is cat propaganda. It's a great fucking game.
I haven't
very
played
fun.
It yet.
The cat is basically a dog. It is not a real. The cat does dog stuff the whole fucking game.
Oh,
it's rescuing people and it's fucking helping to save humanity and it's doing all this cool shit. And occasionally it's like, you can scratch a couch, but then you go right back to doing dog shit. to help people live. Right. So you can't fucking trick me. A real cat would just sit there when the apocalypse is happening and lick his paws or whatever the fuck and be like, when are y'all going to feed me? Oh, well, I don't really live here. I'm going to go find a new house. That's what would happen in real life. 295. Timestamp.
Timestamp.
Love the titles. Love the. By the way, for those who are not reading descriptions, it's part of it. I promise you. I look forward to the descriptions of all of the all of the hosts. It's so much fun.
I only do shows for the descriptions.
Mm-hmm. I say description.
I say read the description before and after because I think it morphs as you know what we're talking about.
I send my description to Keith before we even record anything, honestly. Whether we do a show or not, he's going to get a description.
He will be talking to me about this today. Yeah.
Timestamp kind of reminds me of Backshot for this title. Keith doesn't think TV shows should have too many seasons, and it sounded like four was too many.
Four seems like a good amount. There's very very few things that got it right after four.
Okay, and how many episodes should a podcast have?
This is all one season that we're doing.
One long continuous season.
I thought we're on our second season. Finally, is that at 3,000?
Yeah. 4,000.
4,000. Wait, did we agree to 4,000? Oh, right. We're going to do 4,000.
Yeah. 4,000. Wow. And then that'll be season one. It's a wrap.
Right, yeah.
And then each season after that will only be like 8 episodes. So
right.
This is a head trip, y'all. I look.
That's a great idea.
Himden wants to guess what will be in Keith's dad's will. Right?
A lesson.
And this is an exchange that happened on the show where like she brought this up and Keith for a second didn't understand what she was saying. He's like, what do you mean by that? And then she explained, right? But in my mind, I was like, you know, it'd be fucking hilarious if just one day, because Himda is always game for going in on Keith's dad. And I love that. Keep that same energy. Merry Carl.
He makes it easy, but yeah.
Thank you. I know what show I'm on.
Exactly. Like, it's beautiful. But it would be funny as hell if one day Keith just acted like he didn't understand. You know, like he was like, what? Why would you say something so mean about my dad?
Everyone has their thing.
We all are you know. Talking to a bully?
It's coming out of the blue.
And like, has the cancer come back?
Right. That was just that was. It was just like a split second. I know it out of context means nothing, but it was just so. She was like, yeah, because he could do such and such in the wheel. And Keith's like, huh? What? And then she's like, yeah, this. And I was just, I thought it was like, what if Keith would have been like, what? Why would you say something about him dying in his will? He's my dad.
You know, we will know that when Keith gets Alzheimer's, when he's like, you know what, dads are not that bad. And in fact, that was one of the first hints, Keith, in hindsight, that you knew your mom was getting dementia. It's just like, your dad and I reconnected. He's not so bad. It's like, oh, you forgot.
That should have been a sign when I visited and then, you know, she comes into the house, let's say, and, you know, they're all like hugging, standing up, snuggling almost. And I'm like, what? I should have known something was up.
Yeah.
That's why she was leaving those letters to herself in the cookbooks and stuff.
So yeah.
She read a short story and be like, this feels familiar.
Yes, and then instantly forget, but at least, you know, it came back.
And right. It's gotta be so offensive to my mom because it's almost like a trap. Like he could find out I don't respect him if he just makes me a fucking meal one day.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank God she knew and planned out 40 years in advance that this man would never cook in his life. Thank God. Whew. Okay. Could have been ugly if he ever picked up like anything.
She's having an affair and it's under souffles. He's never going to know.
Yeah. She put it next to the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's next to souffles. And it'd be like, he rolls to the occasion just like this souffle. What is happening here?
This is my little black book is next to all the stuff that cleans the toilet. So don't even
exchange, right?
Yeah. Oh man. Well, y'all have a nice vacation. Okay. Mm-hmm. We always have a good time hanging out with y'all. And Sundays are no different, no exception.
Mm-hmm. We still plan on being in chat on Wednesday night for Fun Time USA. And
from the campsite or?
No, the Xerxes and I are going camping on Thursday, and people are joining us on Friday.
Okay.
Oh, and can I do a quick shout out to Wally?
No, absolutely not. This is my show. What? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wally, who became a father, his daughter Kalani is turning one on Friday. So,
a whole one.
Out. I love that name, Kalani. That's beautiful. Because kids are beautiful. And I think that's what we all wanted to come here and say on this Sunday.
With that said, congratulations on his kid.
Oh my congratulations. God.
Well, I actually wanted to blame the kid. It's the reason he can't come camping with us because they had it exactly during our annual camping trip. I noticed Rod and Karen didn't even answer the camping trip email.
I mean, I think we
know you got
it was like a Mike Kaplan email.
Yeah,
I to everybody.
I don't do books.
Next time, make the last two sentences specific to me. I'll reply. But
he does in the emails.
I mean, it's nothing personal. Go out there and have a good time with the Bears. Tigers, lions, oh my, I'm good.
By the way, Rod's birthday is coming up, the 23rd of September. The following day is Silent Trailers. Rod's going to be joining us.
Yes, ruin my birthday, Keith. Let's go. Okay.
We took a chance. We're like, is this what you want to do for your birthday weekend?
Yes. Oh, yes. Man, I don't be doing nothing anyway. Let's fucking get out here and find the last three movies that are left.
In that case, Karen asked us for your birthday. Surprise!
Oh,
for your birthday.
Yay.
Karen thought it would be nice.
All right, y'all. That's it for this week. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
And until next time, love, peace, Keith, and a girl.